The Shrutis, they stop wonderstruck where? When they reach the Nikunja pastimes. In the deep night of Vrindavan, when Radha Krishna pastimes are performed in the secluded love grove in the Nikunja, their Shrutis, the Vedic Shastras, cannot enter. The Vedic Shastras remain standing at a distance away from the gate of the Nikunja, and they stand there in a worshipful mood, paying obeisance to the gate of the Nikunja, which means that the Vedas do not contain the confidential pastimes of Srimati Radha and Shri Krishna. Because the Nikunja pastimes can be seen only by premis. So the Vedic Shastras do not contain anything regarding Radha Krishna pastimes. Then how is it possible that they will know about the most confidential of the confidential tattva, that is Srimati Radharani? It is not possible because Srimati Radharani is the highest tattva. Then how will they understand the golden effulgence of Srimati Radharani? Even Gopinath is wonderstruck, stupefied, hypnotized by the effulgence emanating from the two names of Srimati Radharani. And the Shrutis cannot reach him. So naturally, how can the Shrutis reach or be able to explain, be able to bring to our vision the effulgence of Srimati Radharani? And that effulgence today, it is emanating from Sri Gauranga Sundar. So naturally, the Vedic Shastras do not contain details about Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. If we can meditate just a little bit on the golden effulgence of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, not too much, just little bit, contemplate on the pastimes, on the beauty of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then we will blow away, we will drown away, get carried away in the deluge of Prem. All glory to such Shachinandan. Here Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is saying that 10 millions of Shrutis or Vedic Shastras cannot explain the beauty, the wonderful, ecstatic pastimes of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Such Shachinandan, he is Jagan Mohini Murtim Prakataya. He is today revealing a form that is Jagan Mohini, that fascinates, spellbinds the entire universe. Sri Saraswati Charan, he is seeing that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is dancing in ecstasy on the shores of Bay of Bengal. Lavanadaru Rodhasin, he is saying that it is so much ascharya, it is so much wonderful, fascinating, stupendous. This form, it is so beautiful that the way Saraswati Charan is describing, we really cannot understand enough, because his language, it is beyond our ability to understand, since he is actually seeing this vision. He is not describing after hearing from someone or reading it somewhere. This is from his own experience that he is saying. So for tiny creatures like us, it is difficult to visualize this, what Sri Saraswati Charan is saying.
যে মহাপ্রভু বিশ্ব জগৎকে চারটি উপহার দিয়েছেন, বহুদিন পরে বিশ্ব বিচার আসছে, যেমন বিদেশে আছেন প্রেমময় পিতা কারো, তো উনি অনেকদিন পরে ঘরে আসছেন, তখন ভাবেন যে এদেশে যা ভালো জিনিস পাওয়া যায় সেটা আমার সবচেয়ে প্রিয়, এটা নিয়ে যাব মনে হয় কিনা। যেমন আপনারা বৃন্দাবনে এসেছেন, সকলেরই প্রিয়জন আছে, তারা নিশ্চয়ই আকাঙ্ক্ষা করে রয়েছে যে কিছু নিয়ে আসবেন। তেমনি প্রভু 4000 যুগ পরে ব্রহ্মার এক দিনে এক কল্পের ভিতরে সে বিশাল দিন কোথায় আসছেন এই মায়ার অন্ধকার জগতে দরিদ্র দেশে? বিশ্ব সম্রাট পদাঙ্কন করছেন একটা ছোট্ট অন্ধকারের দরিদ্র দেশে, কিন্তু ভাবছেন কিছু উপহার নিয়ে যাব। করুণয়া পরম উদার তিনি, উদার শিরোমণি, একটা প্রণাম করলেই তিনি চিরতরে বিকৃত হয়ে যান। একবার যে নাম উচ্চারণ করে তার হৃদয় মন্দিরে সে পলাপন করে। কত করুণা! আপনি যদি
If even once we cry out, Ha Gauranga, Ha Shachinandan, in the morning, afternoon, evening or night, if it is a call from the bottom of our hearts, if it's a true call, then definitely Gauranga Mahaprabhu will reply. Our prayer has to be like how the Mahajan is praying, that O Gauranga, make me your sevak, your servant. Dash kori amai prabhu deho premadhan, make me your slave and give me the priceless premadhan. Our prayer is that, O my Lord, please make me the servant of your servant of your servant of your servant. And then the Lord starts thinking, what salary will I give to such a servant? Because being a good master, he has to give salary. So what salary will the Lord give us? He will give us the priceless treasure of prema. So once, with a true heart, we have to call out to him, take his holy name and do his smaran. This is bhakti. So today, the Lord has come. His arms are laden with gifts for his poor, piteous, crying children. In Satya Yug, Dwapar Yug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug, the mankind were healthy, honest, truthful, laborious. So, just like the parents, when they have some children, then the best of their children, who are very healthy, truthful, hard-working, sincere, and clean character, then the parents are not much worried about them, because such children are self-independent. They will earn well on their own strength and will do well in their future. So parents are not worried. So similarly, the children of God in Satya, Treta, Dwapar, they are very intelligent, strong. They have long living capacity, long lifetimes. They are sincere, perseverant, austere. So our Lord is not worried about them. But we, the children of Kali Yuga, how are we? We are sick, we are ill, charactered, we are not sincere, we are dishonest, untruthful, weak, stupid, ignorant, blind, lame, all sorts of problems. So Bhagavan is very much concerned about us, his poor, weak children. The parents, they are worried about such children, and they think always what to do for them. What do we do with them? How will they earn their living? What will happen to them in the future? Till the end, they are concerned about such poor, weak, ignorant, dull children. Similarly, Sri Bhagavan, he is much concerned about us, poor mankind of Kali Yuga, because we are so wretched, so fallen, so dull intelligence. That is, we have such dull intelligence. So he is much concerned, and he has, this is why, descended in this Kali Yuga to deliver us fallen souls. And he has not come alone, but he has come with his elder brother, with Dauji Balaram, and he is telling him, Dada, you are very strong. Now is the time to show your strength. Paramo koruno pohudui jano nitai Gaura Chandra. Sri Gaura Chandra has come with the wonderful, strong armed, the mighty Nityananda Prabhu to deliver us. Sriman Mahaprabhu, he did not come alone. He brought with him his dada, Nitai Chand. And Nitai Chand is more merciful, more generous than Gaura Chand, because he is Baladau. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is saying that Din Gele Nityananda Je Bole Ek Bar. The one who says Nitai Chand, who takes the holy name of Nityananda even once during the day, he becomes mine. Ar Ami Hoitar, I become His. This is the great glory of Gaura Bhakti, that Gaurasundara, he has come with the bhav and kanti effulgence of Sri Radha. His magnanimity knows no bound, but Nityananda Prabhu, he is more merciful, more magnanimous, and more strong in delivering the fallen souls than even Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We are so lucky because at every step mercy is increasing manifold. Lord Nitai Chand, he is an ocean of mercy. He on the other hand is saying that Jejon Gaurango Bhaje Shehaya Matran, the one who worships Gauranga, he is my soul, my life, the love of my life. So today in this special Kali Yuga, the deluge of prem and karuna, mercy, has arrived to carry us away. No one will survive from its highly surging waves. Paramo koruno pohu dui jano nitai gauro chandra. Shab avatar sharshino moni kevolo anondo kando. This is pure bliss. Nitai and Gaurachand, they have brought pure bliss with them. There were incarnations before. There will be more incarnations in the future, but Shab Avatar Shar Shiromani, Gaur Nitai, are the essence, the crest jewels of all incarnations. All incarnations have given joy, bliss to their devotees, but Nitai Gaur, they give infinite, immense joy to everybody. They have brought the ocean of joy. That ocean of joy again is in huge deluge, overflooded. It is so much flooded that it can flood the entire universe. So in Brahma's daytime, in the entire Kalpa, how many ever incarnations have taken place and will take place, Gaur Nitai are the crest jewel, the essence. And moreover, Gaur Nitai, they are so merciful that they will deliver anybody who is there in this universe. Bhagavan has lifted the weapon in all other yugas to annihilate, destroy the non-devotees. But as Gaurachand, he is so merciful that he never lifts a single weapon. Ebe astro na dhorilo. So he has not lifted a single weapon and he has not killed anybody, but he has purified the heart of whosoever comes in contact with him. Bhajo bhajo bhai chaitanya nitai shudriho bishasho kori. Come on brother, let us adore Sri Chaitanya Nitai with firm faith. Yes, definitely we can adore them. But what do we have to do? We have to put in a little trouble. What sort of trouble? We have to lose a few paisas. How many paisas? Well, Bishayo Chariya, we have to give up some material life. It is like when someone sells the lottery tickets, then he calls out, only 5 rupees, only 5 rupees. Buy a ticket for just 5 rupees and win 5 lakh rupees. So people keep buying these lottery tickets because it is only 5 rupees, and they dream that when they win 5 lakh rupees, then these 5 rupees, they will have what meaning? It is all right to lose 5 rupees if we are going to get 5 lakh rupees. So people don't mind buying lottery tickets. They continue to buy more and more, but the day never comes when they win 5 lakh rupees. However, friends, here such is not the case. Here, not like the people selling lottery tickets, because those people are out to cheat others. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu is not cheating others. The Mahajan is begging of us with folded hands, with joined palms, that please give up little bit of material life, because this material life is nothing but a few pennies. In return, you will get the beautiful treasure of Prem. So Bishayo Chariya She Roshe Mojiya. And what else do we have to do? We have to drown in divine Ras. For this we should go to the people who are Rasik, who are connoisseurs of Ras. And they have themselves relished Ras. We should take their association. When we take the association of Rasik devotees, we shall submerge in divine Ras. If we take association of true Rasik devotees, then truly the world appears to be not more valuable than a few pennies. And we can very easily give up the material world. Vritrasur has said in Srimad Bhagavatam that all siddhis, even the highest realms, celestial realms, they are rendered nothing to someone who has relished divine Ras. Similarly, the premis of Gaur Nityananda, who have nishtha at the lotus feet of Gaur Nityananda, for them this material world means nothing. So all we have to do is Bishayo Chariya Sheroshe Mojiya Mukhe Bolo Hori Hori, and cry out Hari Bol. Only this much labor, it is very less effort. Only so much hard work is required. If we have enough enthusiasm and eagerness, then we won't need 10 years, no, not even 10 days. Just 10 minutes are enough for us to gain the supreme goal. Our Mahajan is telling us, Dakho re bhai, Ribhu bone nai, Amono doyalo data. The Mahajan is telling us, oh brother, there is no one in the three worlds who is more kind and generous than Sri Sri Gaur Nitai. Poshupaki jure pasha no bidore. Even birds and animals, they cry, their eyes overflow with tears, and Sri Gaur Nitai can make even rocks weep. Thus, after a long time, Swayam Bhagavan, he is coming. His arms are laden with gifts. What are these gifts for? Sri Radha, the holy name, Sri Bindavan Dham, and Prem. Who had ever heard the beautiful holy name before Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he revealed it to the world. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad has said that to get Radha Prem, we should take shelter of Brajabhumi. We should roll in the dust of Braja, and then it becomes possible to get the lotus feet of Sri Radha. Radha Rani or Radha Tattva is extremely confidential. So if we want to relish Radha Tattva, then we will have to seek the shelter of Brajadham and roll in the dust of Brajabhumi. This Radha Tattva, it will become available to us, it will become easy for us to understand when we take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we adore Gauranga and his principles, then Radha Tattva becomes more easily available to us. During the reign of Emperor Aurangzeb, Govinda Dev had gone from Brajadham to Jaipur. Now Govinda Dev had revealed himself alone. There was no Radharani with him. In Orissa, there was a deity of Radharani, whom people used to worship as Lakshmi. Purushottam Jana, the son of Gajapati Pratap Rudra, he dispatched this deity, which is originally Radharani, to Jaipur to be placed alongside Govinda Dev, so that people can worship Radha Govinda together. When Kashishwar Pandit was feeling very much viraha from Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he told Gaurasundar that I am not able to bear viraha from you, then Gauranga Mahaprabhu had gifted a deity of fair complexioned Govinda to Kashishwar Pandit. The name of this deity is Sri Gaura Govinda. So in Jaipur Mandir we see Gaura Govinda standing to the right side of Sri Govinda Dev. So you have Gaura Govinda, then Govinda Dev, then Radharani. But there came a time when the Ramanandi Sampradaya, they came to Jaipur and they stopped the worship of Radha Govinda Dev together. Now, as we know, the members of Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya are humble. They are very soft, polite and poor. The Ramanandis said that the Gaudiyas are not part of the four Sampradaya. Sri Rudra, Brahma, Sanak. So Gaudiyas are not part of these four Sampradayas. The Ramanandis said that you cannot worship Radharani with Govinda Dev, because who is Radharani to Sri Krishna? She is not married to him. You can worship Rukmini with Sri Krishna. In Maharashtra, even today, Rukmini is worshipped with Sri Krishna. They said that you can worship Sitaram together, Lakshmi Narayan, Rukmini Krishna, but not Radha Krishna. And all other members said, yes, yes, that is right, that is right. They told the king that please separate Radharani from him. Poor king, he was forced to separate Radharani. He kept her in a different room. Poor Govinda Dev, now he was alone. So you see, the scholars, they were so much strong. So just see how far their intelligence went. And in spite of their shallow intelligence, they had so much power. Now the king wrote to the residents of Vrindavan that Govindadev belongs to you, to your sampradaya, so please come now and you decide, you help to decide. At that time Vishwanath Chakravartipad was there in Vrindavan. He said that yes, it is true, the Gauriyas need to defend themselves, but I am so old now. In those days the only vehicles available were horse-driven carriages. Chakravartipad said that I am so old, if I travel to Jaipur, then I may lose my life on the way. In that case, I will not die on the dust of Braj. So see how much nishtha our Mahajans have for Brajadham. We have just one desire, that our body should die in Brajadham, and we will worship the gopis of Braj. Then Chakravartipad said that, don't worry, I have two very dear disciples. One is Baladev Vidyabhushan, the other one is Krishna Dev Sarvabhauma. I have made them experts in all respect. Yet, I will make them more expert in debate, because the proponent may have so many questions. I will think up of all those questions the proponents may ask and prepare them as very strong opposition. On the order of Gurudev, Shripad, Vidyabhushan and Krishnadev Sarvabhauma went over there. They stood there in the assembly of the king of Jaipur. The king was sitting on his golden throne. The members of the other sampradayas were also sitting on very nice seats. Our Gaudiyas, when they went over there, then they were wearing just small external garment. They were covered with torn rags and begging bowls in their hand. This is the wonderful darshan of the Vaishnavas. The Gaudiyas are meant to be poor, are meant to be dressed in tattered clothes and shaven head. Chera katha nara matha, mukhe Krishna guna gatha. This is how Rup Sanatan looked. But on their lips they always had Krishna glory. They were always dancing in ecstasy. They were so much blissful, joyful. They were such high level ministers that even big kings had to wait for an appointment to meet them. Yet Gaura Prem made them look like this. Not too many years back we had Siddha Krishna Das Baba. Big kings, rich men used to wait outside his small hut, that what service can we render to him, what can we give him. But Siddha Krishna Das Baba, he used to be lost in meditation in the Nikuncha Leelas. He used to not reply to these rich men's knocks. So similarly, in Jaipur also, our Gauriyas, they paid obeisance and they were just standing with joined hands. They would not even go to their seats. When the king got the message, he said, oh, what happened? what happened to them who were supposed to come from Vrindavan. Other people were asking, yeah, where are they? The king said, I have received the message that they have come. I don't know where they are. Ultimately, they discovered that those two people in tattered rags with shaven head, they were huddling in a corner, and in their hands they were holding an earthen vessel. So naturally, who would allow them inside the assembly? Ultimately, they were made to enter the assembly hall. When the proponents, they brought up a lot of questions, very, very pointed questions. They raised a lot of debates. Both of the Gauriyas, they heard their proponents very respectfully, with lowered heads, very quietly, and then they opened their mouths. When they opened their mouths, then everyone was wonderstruck with the strength of their words, their powerful way of talking, the scholarliness, with how they presented their points, their excellent manner of presentation. Alas, the proponents knew they were doomed. So, this is how we Gauriyas must be. Once we take up the pen, once we open our mouths, then no one should be able to stand before us. Why? Because this is the strength given by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This is the strength generated by Gaura Prem that comes directly from the highest tattva, Sri Radha. Ultimately, they answered all the questions, and the members of the other sampradayas had to accept defeat. Our Gauriyas, they defeated them on all accounts using logic, philosophy. To look at them, they were looking so ordinary with tattered clothes. But when they opened their mouths, then people felt that as if they were shooting brahmastras. But ultimately, one point arrived when the Gauriyas became silent. The proponents said that, yeah, okay, we accept everything, but y'all don't have a commentary. See, all of us have commentary, because Adi Shankaracharya, he has laid a rule that any sampradaya, to be recognized as a sampradaya, you have to have your commentary that is based on the Vedas. The Gaudiya said that, say, the one who is our leader, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he has said that Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary of the Vedanta. So we just accept Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no need for a separate commentary. Definitely, if Sri Rupa Sanatan would have written a commentary, Vedanta Bhashya, if Sri Jiva Goswami would have written Vedanta Bhashya, then it would have been much sweeter. But they did not write, because Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu did not give command to do so. When they said that when Sri Bhagavatam is the natural commentary, then it is not good to write a commentary. So the members of other sampradayas said that Srimad Bhagavatam Puran you cannot call that as a commentary of Vedanta. The Gaudiyas said that no, don't say Srimad Bhagavat Puran. Srimad Bhagavat is Mahapuran. Okay, fine, the proponents accepted that you are raising the status of Srimad Bhagavatam. All right, no problem. Even we accept Srimad Bhagavatam, everyone accepts. So what is so special about your sampradaya then? You have to have a separate commentary because Srimad Bhagavatam belongs to everybody. You have whatever rules, whatever philosophy you follow, you will have to prove with the help of the Vedanta. So see, today the whole world is screaming Radhe Radhe, but there was a time when Radharani was pushed aside and poor Govindadev, he was feeling so lonely and forlorn without her. Ultimately, Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan said, please give me some time. Yes, definitely, we will give you time. He went and fell at the feet of Sri Govindadev. Oh my Lord, please protect me. Sri Govindadev appeared in a dream to him and said, Kuru, Kuru, please do it, do it. Then he did not believe that he could do it. He fell at his feet the second day also. He said that today, Govindadev, you will have to protect the prestige of the Gaudiyas. Please save your sampradaya. Please may the victory flag of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas fly high. Again, Govindadev gave him a command in the dream. I'm telling you, go ahead. You hold the pen, take up the pen. Then in Jaipur, inside the temple precincts, Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan in a secluded room, he wrote hardly within a fortnight the entire commentary of the Vedantas. Everyone was wonderstruck by his scholarliness. There are more than 500 Brahma Sutras. Acharya Nimbarka, Acharya Vishnu Swami, they have written such big commentaries and they were considered the biggest of all pundits. And now just a simple beggar, a young man, he has written a commentary within just hardly a fortnight. Is it possible for a human being to accomplish such a great Himalayan task? Baladev Vidyabhushan admitted that it was impossible for him to have accomplished this task. It is Govindadev himself who must have written it. So he named it Sri Govinda Bhashya. Then he wrote some more commentaries which were compliments to Govinda Bhashya. So see how much concealed is Radharani. How could those scholars otherwise not recognize the supremacy of Radharani? Yes, the scholars of the other sampradayas, they found it so difficult to accept her supremacy. Even today in North India, there are people whom, if you go to the people and tell them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality, Sri Ram is avatar, is incarnation, they will not accept. Rama dimurti shukala niyamena tishthan nana avataram akarad bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna swayam samabhavad parampuman yoho Govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami. This is the original Siddhanta principle. If you try to explain it, then people will call you narrow-minded. People will call you communal. So just see, it is so difficult to accept Shri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then how can anyone accept Radharani's supremacy? Even today, the great lecturers who give Srimad Bhagavatam discourses, they declare Sri Narayan as supreme and Sri Krishna as his incarnation. So see, when we take the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then we learn the right philosophy. Sanatan Goswami himself has said that, what beautiful philosophy you have told me. If you would not have put it in me, it would have been impossible for me to touch even a drop of it. So when we know all the philosophy nicely, then the rasas will come inside us easily. When we have single-pointed devotion for Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then the holy name Sri Radha, Sri Vrindavan and Prem will appear in us more easily. Sri Saraswati Charan, he has composed Sri Vrindavan Mahimamritam for us so that we learn about Sri Vrindavan Dham. He has written so many shatakams, but only 17 shatakams are available to us. Remaining have become extinct. Hardly 1700 shlokas, and yet we feel that this is so immense. His description is so relishing, beautiful. When we study all these granthas, then we can recognize Vrindavan Dham. With our material intelligence and material vision, we cannot see Dham Prabhu. Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is saying that, how can we enter this Vrindavan Dham? For this we need to be sheltered at the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We need to study these Gaudiya Granthas very nicely. We must have immense faith in all these granthas. Then these granthas, they will reveal to us the glory of the holy name of Prem, of Radharani, of Dham. In this particular shloka, Sri Saraswati Pad, he is getting a vision of that all mesmerizing, all spellbinding, the ecstatic dancing Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. His golden effulgence is so immense that the three worlds are lit up, is brilliant with the golden effulgence emanating from him. All the sages such as Brahma, Sanakadi Munis, Shivjis, that Swayam Bhagavan who is being glorified by all celestials and the best of sages, that Swayam Bhagavan, he is now dancing on the shores of Bay of Bengal. These sweet leelas are so wonderful. They are all nectarine, and the devotees are relishing such nectar. But this Gaurakatha is lovable only to those devotees who hold the lotus feet of Gauranitai in their bosom. If other people hear these katha, these discourses, they will say, you are being sectarian. You are putting a person too much on a high pedestal. How is it possible that a person like Gauranga Mahaprabhu is so high, so elevated. You are simply exaggerating. Maybe you are mad, but in reality it is not so. Avatar Shar, Gora Avatar, the essence, the crest jewel of all incarnations is Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We should therefore adore him lovingly. Sri Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad's realization is very sweet. A nectarine river is flowing from his lips. It is gurgling with sweet music and is flowing forth. Sri Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad is continuing with his beautiful description. Sriman Mahaprabhu, having mercy on us, we shall relish more nectar tomorrow. Today we shall rest Sri Chaitanya Chandramritam to rest.